My name is Chris Chapman. This is the first of a series called Adventures in Prayer. It's the beginning of Lent, and it feels like a good way to begin is thinking about prayer and transformation, because Lent is a season of renewal. It goes with the season. Spring is beginning. It really is. The birds are beginning to sing. And though we had the snow, it's getting a little bit warmer, the sun stronger. And when that movement in the created world happens, something else happens within us. There's something natural takes place. We look around our home, we see the room or the cupboard that's cluttered, lacking focus, or the paint on the walls that's tired and discoloured. Or we look around the garden, we see the weeds, the spent growth, and we want to prune things away. All of that, I believe, corresponds to a draw to movement in our spiritual life. As spring begins, as days lengthen, we respond to the invitation to live a larger, more generous, more integrated life that is rooted and grounded in God. And that's what Lent is about. All of that might be described as repentance or renewal, changing direction, turning from what lacks life or what is tired to where life lies or to where life is flowing. I have some friends who go to an early morning boot camp. The person who leads it sends a daily text aimed at raising the bar of physical fitness. The messages go like this. Good things come to those who sweat. The only bad workout is the one you didn't do. Making excuses doesn't burn calories. And even, don't reward yourself with food. You are not a dog. So is Lent a kind of boot camp for the soul? In one sense, yes. Jesus says, turn, come, let go, follow. Your movement is needed. Seek first the kingdom of God. Unless you are single-minded, the growth in your life and God is not going to happen. In another way, no. The truth is, we can't make ourselves whole or resolve all our hurts, fears, and confusions. We don't know who we are in God, let alone how to become that person. What the Gospels teach us is that it's not effort alone that brings about transformation. It's also the fruit of relationship. And that's where prayer comes in. We tend to see prayer as something we are doing. In a sense, that's true. But the fuller truth is that prayer is that space where we're open to what God is doing. Healing, integrating, drawing forth what's within us, simplifying us, loving us into being. In that sense, prayer is an adventure. We're not wholly in control of where we will go or what will happen. Like those first disciples who were moved to say yes when Jesus invited them, follow me. No details about where they were going or what would happen on the way. The invitation then, and the invitation now, is to relationship. Follow me. Come with me. Stay with me. I'm reminded of the words of Archbishop Helder Camara. Pilgrim, when your ship, long moored in harbour, gives you the illusion of being a house. When your ship begins to put down roots in the stagnant water by the quay, put out to sea. Save your boat's journeying soul and your own pilgrim soul, cost what it may. Lent dares us to take control of our lives in actively seeking God and finding practical means of expressing this. And we're used to that movement, giving something up or doing something more. What's less familiar is how Lent dares us to let go control of our lives in leaving the stagnant waters and allowing God to take us beyond what we know into deep waters, towards new lands, to begin to discover our own depths in journeying ever further into God, with God, in prayer. Jesus tells the parable of two people who go to the temple to pray. One tells God how dedicated he is, how much more pious than the miserable sinner who skulks in the corner at the back. Meanwhile, that miserable other bows down low and murmurs, "God, be merciful to me." It's not just that one is full of himself and the other humble. It's more that one is in control, and because of that, closed to encounter. He's talking to himself more than God, seeking his own validation. The other is open, letting go to God, being vulnerable with his reality, giving God the room to work in him whatever God desires, to complete him in ways he cannot understand, to reconcile in him what he cannot fix or sort without knowing fully how that might happen. That's an adventure. Over these weeks, we'll be exploring different paths of prayer, the adventures that they might take us on in discovering more of who we are, more of who God is, and more of what that means for the way we live our life. Here are some starting points, things that I have found over time helpful for me in setting myself in a right kind of frame before God. The first is that God is already with you. I used to feel that I had to make God happen. I had to make God happen by being focused and concentrated and not being distracted or having the right method. But God is already with you, with me. At the heart of prayer is not method, or perfection, or success, if we can use that word, but being with, at least the desire to be with. That's enough for God. We won't always need words in prayer. I was certainly brought up to pray in words, to ask, to thank, to seek forgiveness. And all those are good movements. But we don't always need words. Just as those first disciples of Jesus, when they walked with him, sometimes they talked, sometimes they listened, and sometimes it was enough to be there. Prayer is also about being at home. "Abide in me," Jesus says, "as I abide in you," in John 15, the vine and the branches. Abide in me, be at home. When I'm at home, I put my comfortable clothes on, make a cup of tea, and if I've been wearing any masks all day in different settings, I put them down. I'm me. And it's that reality and honesty that God both desires and delights in. Prayer is a resting place. Not just in the sense of rest, you know, rest from activity, well, we need that too. But a resting place of stability amidst movement. A place that enables us to enter into relationships, to enter into all the demands of life. A stillness that enables movement. We're setting out from harbour, from waters that might have become stagnant, adventuring, not only allowing God to bring forth who we are, but allowing God to move us to express a renewed self, a larger self, within our relationships. There's no better place to begin the adventure than with openness before God. So settle now, wherever you are. God is here. God is now. And breathe that in for a moment. Even your breath, the physical rhythm of your breathing, as you begin to pay attention to it, lose yourself in it, can be a way of settling into God with you and you with God. Thoughts and feelings are busy, always seeking to hustle us and move us out of this settled space. Our physical being can help us, our senses. So for a moment, listen. Lose yourself in the physical act of listening to all the sounds that you can hear. When a thought comes, when a feeling comes, allow it to go. Go back to listening to what you can hear. If some feeling arises in this place of settling and openness, then don't fight it. You might even want to give a name to it. And then let it go to God. Let it flow away from you as it's flowed to you. And thoughts and anxieties and demands that press in. Let them come. Don't run after them. Let them go. You are with God, and God is with you. Here is where the adventure begins.